anxiety or worry.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that anxiety was one of the sins that contributed to my own health problems. I have always struggled, Kathy, with worry and fear.
You know, and that's really true of me, too, I would say, for probably most of my life, maybe with the exception of this past year. I mean, God has really done tremendous work in my life, but I can't help but wonder when you said that, you know, that if years of worrying and being fearful didn't contribute to me having fibromyalgia 10 years ago. Now, I always thought that it was probably from stress from my job or maybe because I had two bouts of strep infection and I just thought my immune system was weak.
Sure.
But now I'm wondering if the role, you know, the anxiety might have played into all that. And I'm curious, is anxiety and stress almost the same thing when it comes to our bodies?
Okay, I do want to emphasize anxiety is not the same thing as stress. Let's think about a tiger out in the wild. He must use great amounts of his body's resources when he crouches in the grass and pounces on his prey because he leaps out suddenly and he possibly chases his prey for long distances before attacking and killing it. And if I did that with my Addison's disease, I'd be in bed for a long time. scientists have done research on the adrenal glands of a wild tiger, and they have found that their adrenal glands are normal-sized, and they're healthy, and they're able to adapt to any dangerous situation at a moment's notice.
Wow.
So can stress be the cause of the problem? I hope not, because we all have it. It doesn't seem likely, because stress is a normal part of life, and our bodies were created by God to deal with it effectively.
Okay.
We do have some differences from that wild tiger, though. First of all, we generally don't eat a diet that is suited to our bodies. Secondly, since we are created beings with a soul and not just animal instinct, we have to take our emotions and spirits into account when we deal with stress, because we have a free will and we can make choices, but we don't always make the best choices.
Yes, absolutely.
Anxiety over our circumstances, fear, worry, these sins wear down our bodies very quickly. Anxiety is either a belief that God is not powerful enough to care for us, or it's a belief that God doesn't love us enough to provide for us. And while we don't usually think worry is any big deal, in reality, it is a terrible insult to a great and mighty God.
Wow.
Instead of placing our hope in God and trusting Him to do what is best for us, we place our hope in people or in circumstances, and they always disappoint us.
You know, in Proverbs 13:12, Anne, it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life."
Oh, wow. Okay, on your handout, you'll see another cure. And the cure for anxiety is prayer and thankfulness. So we have thankfulness on this one, too. Philippians 4:6-7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
Mm-hmm.
You know, prayer tells God that I'm willing to depend on Him. When I pray with thankfulness in addition to this thing, I'm making a conscious choice to change my thinking. And it says in Philippians 4, it continues by saying, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. And whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice." And I love this. "The God of peace will be with you." It's a conscious choice, isn't it, to be cheerful and joyful and think lovely, excellent thoughts. Oh, so difficult. Could you read Proverbs 15:15 for me, Kathy?
Absolutely. So Proverbs 15:15, "All the days of the oppressed, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast."
Yes. It's a choice to be cheerful. We take our cares and burdens to God in prayer with thanksgiving. Would you mind reading Psalm 107:22?
Okay, absolutely. Let's see. Psalms 107:22. "Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of His works with songs of joy."
Thanks, Kathy. Sacrificing thanks offerings. It's a sacrifice, but we do it with a song of joy. It's not easy, but this kind of obedience brings us health.